Blench Bumps.
Cam FM.
Cannon, to start the race, has just gone off. So, yeah, as I was saying, Corpus Christi is the only boat that are on for Blades. We've got two boats, Selwyn and Downing M2, that are on for Boom. So we'll see what happens there. Just as I'm saying that, Emma M1, are starting to row away past me, looking very smooth, as usual, as befits their place at the top of this division. They are followed by Maudling, not too much distance between those two boats. Behind that, we have Lady Margaret M2, who are looking all right. It's a bit close to the bank, after which we have Hollington M1, who are looking to get the third bump in succession, this length bump for them. After which, we have Keys, who have been bumped quite a few times. We're looking to hold off Wilson, who follow them just behind. So may well be a bump there for Wilson. Second bump in a row, that would be for them if they were to manage that. We're then followed by Selwyn M1, who are, again, looking to hold off Jesus and to avoid getting spoons for this division. And then just behind them, we've got Jesus M2, who are actually not that far away ahead of the boat behind them, which are Corpus Christi M1. And as Rahul was saying at the very start of this race, they are looking to get Blades. So we will see. We will watch with anticipation the battle between Corpus Christi M1 and Jesus M2. Yeah, and then we've got to Darwin M1, the coach just passing them, saying they're looking very good. So we will take his word for it. After that, we've got Thurston Bird M2. And then we've got a very interesting battle between Downing and Queen's Downing, looking to avoid the spoons. And I think we're going to have a very... we've got a whistle, in fact. We might well get a bump very soon on Downing and Queens. I'm just looking to wait for the pucks to concede. We'll just give it a little bit, because I think that's about to happen. And the cocks has just conceded, so I can confirm that Downing, unfortunately, has spoons and Queens get the bump. And with that, I'm going to go to Rahul.
So at the end of the gut there, Wolfson bumping up on Keys M2. That's a confirmed bump at the top of this division. Emma M1 looks very strong at the top. They were getting away from Maudlin M1. LMBC M2 were the ones who were looking like challenging someone there. Audrey, can you call something? As I see Corpus Christi really tight on Jesus. This is going to develop. They're within about a quarter of a length, about 3 foot. This one's going to go for a bump down on the plough roof. Corpus Christi now taking a bit of a wider line round it. They've just pushed out to a bump. It looks like Jesus might have a chance to get away a little bit. This one's going to keep going though. Corpus Christi trying to pull something out of the bag here. Darwin and Darwin are following them. They've not got much to chase at the moment if Corpus can catch Jesus. Behind that Darwin boat is first and third. They're going to have a long row back to the finish line. Not much is around them. We've got Sydney Sussex coming up next between Queens and Downing. Must have bumped. Audrey, can you see anything on distance?
Well, all I can say is absolute carnage, and I do believe that Corpus Christi are on the edge of bumping with Jesus. But that's all I can see at the moment.
Okay, no worries there. It looks like back here at Grassy Corner, we've got Claire being urged on by their fans to try and get this bump on Sydney Sussex M1. Claire really being pushed on. It looks like Sydney are holding a decent distance, just about 2% ahead. But Claire now, they seem to have been invigorated by that push. They've got the tighter line round the barges. They're starting to get some quite serious whistles. And that one's going to go into the plough as well. That's one for Audrey to watch out for. Audrey, what else has happened up near you?
Trinity has just passed, looking very, very strong and very prosperous. Coming up now, it is... can't quite tell what order it is from here, but I do believe it is...
Hold on, you're down for hole!
America, I'll know. So, Alex, what you can see? So, yes, I've just had a whole load of boats pass me. Emmanuel M1 looking very strong, I'm happy to say that is my goal. They are pulling away from Maudling M1, and LMBC M2 are catching up on Maudling M1. So potential bump later on there. As you can hear around me, the whistles are going crazy. Then Hamilton and M1 have just passed me. There is quite a lot of clear water either side of them. So it's looking like they're going to have a row through. And then just further down, we have, there is Selwyn M1, Jesus M2, and Corpus Christi M1, who are all locked in a battle. Jesus is going for blood on Selwyn M1, and Corpus M1 is really pushing for those blades on Jesus M2. I know they were very close earlier, took a wide line, and missed out on the bump. But they have not given up. They are almost got overlapped. They're going for a push on Jesus. It's looking like there may be an imminent bump as they go down to Longreach. I will follow that and let you know. Just behind them is Darwin M1 against the lot of clear water. Looking like they're going to row through.
M1.
And again, a long way behind them. First and third, M2. Again, looking like they're going to row through. I'm past that to you, Audrey, while I go find out what's happening with the Corpus Jesus and Selwyn battle.
So nothing right here is happening anymore. We've got another boat coming up, and I do believe it is Lady Margaret coming up behind. But I think I'm right to go. I'll check, because my eyesight's terrible, I'll tell you that.
Alex,
go on, Alex, you go. Alex, so yes, I have a confirmed bump of Claire M1 on what looks like St. Catherine's M1. No, that can't be right. Sorry, that is not right. Mm.
Claire on Sydney.
There is a confirmed bump of Claire M1 on Sydney Suffolk M1. That sounds more like, yes. So those two boats have bumped and have long time driven out as the St. Edmund's M1 rows past them, again with clear water on either side. Back to you, Rahul.
Fantastic. Well, Alex, if you can trace up that three-way clash that you were calling, Selwyn M1, Jesus M2, and Corford M1, and then the top of that division, if we have any news on Emma Morglin or LMDC, that would be much appreciated. What I think we can call now at the bottom of this division is that I think at the bottom of this division, there may well have been a bump between the sandwich boat, Christ M2, and Pembroke M2. Juan, do you have news on that one?
Yes, I can indeed confirm that bump. Pembroke indeed were bumped by Christ M2, the sandwich boat, very early on in this race. I just stood next to the Queen's M2 boat that rode over pretty much all the time in this length bumps, but have managed to bump Downing today. So they're looking pretty happy. They're just putting the ubiquitous foliage on their heads. And with that, I think I'm going to go back to Rahul.
Brilliant. So that bump then at the bottom of the division, Christ managing to bump Pembroke M2. St. Edmunds above them looking like it was going for a nice row through. Claire M2 we saw catching Sydney Suffolk M1. We also saw Queen's M2 grabbing Downing M2. Downing M2, they've got Queen's second year in a row. Another one that has gone to fruition on the final day of Lent Bombs. It looked like first and third M2 and Darwin M1 were going to row over. Above them, unless Alex has anything to add, it looks like that three-way battle might have made its way all the way to the finish, meaning Selwyn M1, Jesus M2 and Corpus M1 all managed to row through. We pulled a bump very early here on the Gart Wilson from Jesus M2. Homerton rowed over, and we think that those top three boats might also have rowed over, unless Alex has anything to add to that. Alex?
Hi Rahul, I am currently cycling down. The freeway battle has got away from me. I'm not quite as fast as they are, but looking out into the distance, it does still look like it's still going on. I've just cycled past first and third, so we're looking like they're going for a row through. And I can see the tussle. Oh, it's looking... Yeah, oh, it's looking very close, I think, between Corpus and Jesus, but they have now pulled away from the marshal's tent. It's looking like they may just miss out on those blades. I will call back with confirmed results very soon and let you know.
Fantastic, Alex. Thank you very much. So, as you heard from her there, we think that very tight battle between Jesus and Corpus actually managed to push its way all the way down to the finish line, meaning that both those crews get roved. So, to sum up that division, going down the list now, this time, for M1, Magdalen M1, and LMDC M2 all rowing over.
Good,
Audrey. Also rowing over. Audrey, something from you.
Well, yes, Wolfson have just passed, and I cannot tell you the noises that are coming that's coming out of the pot. Quite incredible. And they also have a lot of foliage around their heads. So they bumped somehow. And yeah, I think we've got another one coming up on us, and that is yet to be classified, but that's what's going on down on the Dipping Corner.
Yeah, so indeed, so Wolfson bumped Keys M2. We then have Darwin, Jesus, and Christy Fink rowing over. Darwin M1 and first and third, pretty sure they're set for rowovers. Downing M2, as we take it, bumped by Queens M2. Claire M2 bumping Sydney Sussex M1. An edge with a row over. And Pembroke finally at the bottom there, getting bumped by Christ. Until we get confirmed results, those are going to have to stand. So back to you in the studio.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.